revealed that the Tortured Poets Department is a double album, 31 tracks. Oh my gosh, since she's been writing for 2 years. Had so much to tell us. So if I'm Joe Alwyn, I'm thinking, whew, it can't be all about me then.
Well, luckily,
31 tracks.
Luckily, Maddie Healy seems to be the headline this morning.
Yes, that's what we're hearing.
All right,
so you guys want to play a little game? Like, you know, we'll do Throwback Live at 7:05, the Taylor version, the Taylor era. Joe, you want to take me on first?
Joe's ready to
He's
take
ready.
You on.
Poor Joe's been up literally like all night long. Biggest Swiftie I know.
That's what we're saying.
On repeat, over, over, over. I just caught him like catching a cat nap in the other room in our office.
Well, I mean, we were at
I felt
Al's
so
last
bad.
Night.
He was at Al's last night. We had the listening party. Say hi to all your Swiftie friends, Joe.
Oh, I couldn't even remember their names. That's how much fun we had. I wanted to.
Right,
if I wanted
to. Coffee. All right. So, Gianna, you're going to set us up here?
Here we go. So, we got first round, Chris and Joe, all Taylor Swift, all eras. You guys ready?
I hope
ready.
It's not the current era. I don't know those.
Well, neither does anybody, really. All right. Here we go.
Joe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Our song.
Is it our song? It is our song.
Woo! Look at that.
Love it. All right, Joe.
For a guy who has about an hour and a half of sleep, that's
good.
Pretty impressive.
You're doing good.
All right, here we go.
Chris, Blank Space.
It is Blank Space.
You noticed that cut off right as she said the title. Oh,
I knew it before then.
So I didn't want to give too much away.
Oh
my, this is
going to
be the, this is it, Chris.
Here we go.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
All right, all right.
Final one.
No.
Chris.
I'm back here.
Go ahead. What is it?
Love Story.
It is Love Story.
Sorry, Joseph. I'm giving you a chance because you've been up all night. I was going to give you like a virtue win.
Listen, I get it. I don't want a
full disclosure.
Win.
Chris was
win.
Trying.
I have a new round over here ready for you.
Oh, Chris was really trying to give that one to you.
I know
really
she
was.
I know she was, but I have a full round ready for you two to take on each other.
Okay, so Gianna and I are going to take on each other. You can always play two at home and tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST. It's a Totally Taylor Takeover on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're like giddy with excitement. It's been on repeat. The Tortured Poets Department dropped at midnight. Then at 2 a.m., she dropped another shocker that it's a double album, 31 tracks.
You know what? So I was out at the bar last night. You know, we did our listening party and everyone was like, I'm here. But then we all started talking as it played because we were all like, it's so personal. We don't want to. Multiple people said, I don't want to experience. I want to experience it alone.
Yes. You got to be like in your feels.
You don't want to do it as a group, right?
I got to be honest. I'm kind of surprised at the number of tracks that seem like they're about Maddie Healy because they had a very brief relationship. But clearly it did a number on Taylor. I thought it was going to be all about Joe Alwyn. All about him.
Me too, honestly.
So all morning long, we're playing Taylor and her friends. We'll sneak in a couple of her friends too. We'll play new tracks. We'll play your, you know, throwback favorites. Right now we're doing Throwback Live at 7:05, the Taylor Swift version.
We're on to round two right
now. So we're on to round two, which means I get to press the buttons.
This is true.
So you get a tired Joseph who's been up listening to so much tracks.
If you didn't even say that, you wouldn't even know. You're like pretty good this morning.
So we're going to press play on the first one. Again, our names are our buzzers. If you want to play along at home, you can do that as well. All right, here we go, girls. You ready?
Ready.
Press play. It's blue. Shape of your body is blue. The
feeling I've got in it. Gianna, it's Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
Is it Cruel Summer? It's Cruel Summer.
You got to it before me. There we go. There's the bell.
Good job, Joe.
My bell, however.
Your reflexes are a little.
Oh, there's my voice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so
this Swiftie's been up all night.
That's a 1-0 lead. Wow. Here we go. Number two. Let's press play.
It's time.
I don't know about you. I'm feeling 20. Chris.
Okay.
I have a t-shirt. I can't believe I forgot to wear my t-shirt.
You know, it's funny. I was looking forward to that.
That's 22.
Is it 22? Mm-hmm. It's 22.
One of my faves.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
we're tied up.
Okay, now remember, the winner of this round gets to decide the next song we play.
Okay, here we
go. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Chris.
Okay,
Chrissy.
Never ever getting back together.
Yes, and you know, I'm going to give you a bonus point. I'm going to say you got an extra bonus point, even though
what
you already
I get
won.
A bonus point for?
Because you sang today.
Oh,
you're not usually a singer.
I'm in my feels today.
We're in a singing mood.
I'm loving this. Can we play that song? Because I really love that song.
When Let's I do say it. There are no rules, Chris, you and I both know there are no rules today, right?
It is a total.
It's
a Totally Taylor takeover.
All Taylor.
94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. I wanted to soak up every last bit of that song.
That's what it was.
Yep, there's Florida. Brand new music from the Tortured Poets Department out at midnight. And then she dropped a 2 a.m. shocker that it's a double album. We have 31 tracks out right now.
Do you think at some point today we might get a triple? Let's make it a triple.
Let's do it.
You know, nothing surprises me with Taylor. Nothing.
Literally, around this time yesterday, we said to Donnie from Pop Culture Nights, what surprises does she have? And I mean, Donnie and collectively, between Donnie and Chris, I thought we were super connected. Nope, we didn't even know that.
We should call Donnie because he's probably like mind blown.
Donnie is in LA, so it's about 4:30. Maybe at 9 we'll surprise him.
That would be everything, wouldn't it?
So we are dissecting the Tortured Poets Department. And there's also a bunch of like Taylor-themed events going on in the area. So, Gianna, why don't you tell everybody about those?
So there are so many things going on. It's actually mind-blowing to me how many people are just getting in on this.
It's so super fun.
So if you're in the Philly area today or this weekend, if you're into hot yoga, there's a Swifty Hot Yoga Flow class. It's a pop-up class to celebrate, you know, the Tortured Poets Department. It's going to be at Amrita Yoga and Wellness. It's in Philly, 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. All Taylor Swift songs.
So fun.
Right?
I mean, Taylor's great for yoga, I imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
This one really spoke to me. There is a Swemo experience. It's a Taylor Swift emo night in Philadelphia.
So there.
Tonight at City Winery in Philadelphia. Isn't that insane?
That's got you written all over it.
I know.
And Gianna and Chris and I are all really big fans of City Winery.
I love City Winery. Also in Philly, one more in Philly, Evil Genius. You know, the brewery is going to be doing a free friendship bracelet making station. This is April 21st, so this is Sunday. And also, you can order your beers there. Taylor's version, and they'll put glitter in your beer.
Isn't that fun?
How cute is that?
Joe, what were some of the Taylor-themed drinks last night at Al's Airport in Bar and Grill? We had a big listening party there last night.
Not going to lie, I am quite glad I Ubered to and from Al's Airport in Bar and Grill.
Doing shots with the Swifties.
There were the Midnights, and you know, the thing about these drink specials last night at Al's, and shout out to Carrie and Chris and our friends all there, was I looked at some of these drinks and I was like, I joked with some of them. I was like, they take like 7 minutes to make. You guys, like, that's an intense drink. They were not just simple like drinks, because that's not how we all go out. Like, by the way, I wish it wasn't such a wild night, and I wish we all weren't so emotional. I got multiple friendship bracelets, and I wish I could remember who I got them all from.
What drinks did you have? Did you have the Midnight?
I had the Midnight.
That was the chocolate liqueur.
Yeah.
There was the Tortured Poet. There was Red. There was Folklore. Which
I had
is
Red,
vodka,
and then I had Folklore.
You did? Oh, you had all these?
I had three.
Wow.
Well, to be fair, we started there for trivia. The boss man was
there a while.
The boss man was there at one point, right? So I was like, we're gonna roll through. But you know, it's a great excuse. You know what? Tonight, if you're just doing a shot of Fireball, call it Florida.
Or red.
You could just go, oh, I'm gonna drink for a fortnight tonight.
Joe is like off of himself today. He is like loving life.
Don't you have
right,
to press
so listen,
a button?
It's a Totally Taylor takeover on 94.5 PST. All throughout the morning, we are playing brand new tracks from the Tortured Poets Department. And of course, your favorite Taylor throwbacks and some of her friends and all that. So, hey, if you want to hear something, you can tell us right now on the 94.5 PST app chat. But hang on, because we've got a lot more Easter egg digging to do.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Yeah, and she also name drops another singer on the album. I'll tell you who that is. And I'll tell you Travis's favorites on the album, too. Oh, and how she came up with the title, The Tortured Poets Department. It's very interesting. 7:48, we'll do the scoop.
I'm going to keep guessing who those artists are that she named. She named Chris Rollins, who's become a singer this morning.
Stop
it. Is that not? 7:40, we have to, I mean, even though it's all Taylor, we have to have a brief interlude for Campy Chris. We'll play that in a couple of minutes, too. Your chance to take on the queen of pop culture, who's currently back on the horse. A three-day winning streak. We'll try to knock that down a peg as well, Taylor style.
Taylor Swift, everybody! It's a totally Taylor takeover on 94.5 PST. It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
The Friday edition of Can't Beat Chris. Who's our contestant?
Hey, it's Bree from Jackson.
Hey, Bree, say hello to Chris from PST.
Hey, Bree, how are you? You feeling good today?
Yes, think I am.
Ooh.
So the way this works, Bree, is we're going to kick Chris out of the room. You're going to get the first shot at these three questions. Chris won't hear your answers. When she comes back, we'll see who got more right, okay?
Okay. Thank
Bye,
you.
Chris.
All right, I'm out.
All right, first question for you, Bree. Unfrosted, the movie about Pop-Tarts, is going to be released next month with a star-studded cast, including Melissa McCarthy. What WB/CW drama did Melissa star in the early 2000s?
I don't know if I'm on the right timeline. Is it Gilmore Girls?
Do you want to lock that in as your answer?
I'll lock it in.
Second question. The Philadelphia Phillies take on the Chicago White Sox tonight. Who is their star first baseman? It's kind of a bit of a sex symbol, if you will.
I want to say, is it Bryce Harper?
Do you want to lock in Bryce Harper?
Yes, I'm going to lock that in.
Bryce Harper is our answer. And the third and final question. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out today. Name this Taylor song.
You belong with me, and I'll lock it in.
Ooh, with confidence. New to lock it right in. All right, one motion for Chris to come back in the room.
Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com.
Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
Settled back in?
I am good to go.
All right. She's in the go chair. First question for you, Chris. Unfrosted, a movie about Pop-Tarts, going to be released next month on Netflix. And one of the stars is Melissa McCarthy. What WB/CW drama did Melissa star in the early 2000s?
Gilmore Girls.
You both said Gilmore Girls, and you're both correct.
Yes.
It's good. 1-1. Second question, Chris. The Philadelphia Phillies take on the Chicago White Sox tonight. Who is the star first baseman for the Phils? He's kind of a sex symbol.
Joe.
It's hot.
Bryce Harper.
You both said Bryce Harper. You're both correct.
Yes.
Make him down to
he
the spot.
He's cute. I agree.
Make him down to this final question. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out today. Name this Taylor song. Been here all along, so why can't you see?
You belong with me. You belong with me.
Were you singing as Taylor did that?
I love that song.
You both said you belong with me. You're both correct.
Yes.
Bree, ties here do not mean you have to say the phrase of shame. We'll let it count towards Chris's streak.
I was going to say, I get a win.
Chris gets a win, but you do not have to say the phrase of shame. With all three correct today, you're a very good opponent, Bree.
Thank you.
Just for playing, you got tickets to see Eliza Schlesinger's The Get Ready Tour at the Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City this summer.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Eliza's Get Ready Tour hits Ovation Hall at Ocean Casino Resort in Atlantic City on Saturday, August 17th. Tickets on sale now at theoceanac.com. Campy Chris will replay later this morning at 9:40. Hang the line, Bree.
Thank you, guys.
Listen Monday morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Okay, so while you slept, you thought you knew everything about the Tortured Poets Department? Yeah, 2 a.m. She dropped a 2 a.m. surprise. Her Instagram post said, 2 a.m. surprise. The Tortured Poets Department is a secret double album. I'd written so much tortured poetry in the last 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. So here's the second installment of TTPD, the anthology. What? 15 more songs. 31 songs total.
She's been on the road. How does she, I mean, the time to write 31 songs.
If anybody's happy about this, it's Joe Alwyn, because 2 years was before their breakup. So it's not all about him. You know what I mean?
But a year of it's bad.
Yeah. So she name checks another singer on the album. It's the Tortured Poets Department's title track. And she name checks Charlie Puth. The lyric is, "You smoked, then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist."
That's interesting.
So she was listening to some Charlie Puth music with somebody.
And said Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, Charlie capitalized on that. Jerseys.
We're going to have to definitely dig into that a little more.
If you're listening, Charlie, call us.
Yeah, he's local, right? He's a Jersey guy. So how did Taylor come up with the title, you know, the Tortured Poets Department for this album? It apparently is Joe Alwyn's group chat with his friends. Did you hear that, Joe?
Yep.
So Travis has been in on all the secret Easter eggs and stuff. Did you notice, the Swifties noticed, that back when Jason Kelce, Travis's brother, did his retirement announcement in Philadelphia, Travis wore a gray, beige, black, and white collared shirt, which is the Tortured Poets Department color palette.
Can I suggest, he just chose to wear a gray sweatshirt that day?
Nope, that's not what the Swifties say. Okay. Now, speaking of Travis, apparently he's got 2 favorite songs on the album, Down Bad and LOML. That's hard to say, too. But he says he loves the whole thing, and he couldn't wait for everybody to hear it, because she's going to shake the world with this record. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's a Totally Taylor Takeover on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. All right, so that one's called My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Is that one about Matty Healy, or is that about Joe Alwyn?
I mean, the thing about the Matty Healy piece of today's drama, and I know you have a little more insight, is like they weren't together that long.
No, seemingly, but remember,
but it comes up a lot of times.
But they also had a little fling going back to 2014, and that's what people are thinking about this song. So, you know, he ghosted her obviously after like a brief fling, but yeah, like they have a history too. And one of the lines is, "Down at the Sandlot, I felt more like, you know, when we played Pretend." So,
well, think about it this way, too. I mean, she wrote a few songs about Harry Styles. They were only together for like for like a month or so. Right. So Taylor is creative. Her mind is always going. There's going to be multiple songs about something that happened in a day because she's that good.
So all throughout the morning, we're playing, you know, all the tracks from the double album. Oh, my God. If you're just waking up at 2 a.m., she shocked us all with revealing that it was a double album because she's been writing nonstop for like 2 years and 31 tracks.
Who's got the time? Where does the time come from? This girl is jumping from country to country to country to award shows to this and that, and she still wrote 31 songs. It's insane. Crazy.
So she name checks Charlie Puth on, it's actually coming up, the Tortured Poets Department title track. And so obviously they were listening to some music. She was listening to Charlie Puth music with somebody and said he would be a bigger star.
That's interesting. That's a real, I mean.
Yeah, it's a take.
But it's also like, I wonder, when she does something like that, does Charlie Puth get a heads up? Hey, you're referenced by straight up name, not even by like, you know, some Easter eggy thing. You're straight up called by name in an album.
Uh-huh.
From the biggest star in the universe. You know, it's an interesting dilemma.
Travis we've heard that Travis's favorite song on the album is called Down Bad. He's actually got 2 favorites. The other one is called LOML. So Down Bad, it opens with like an alien abduction where she really kind of leans into the crazy, like, you know, side of her. And she's talking about a fling that's so fleeting that she feels like, you know, it's like cosmic love.
Wow.
That's crazy. So that's cosmic. If you're Travis and you're listening to this and you know she's like pouring her heart out about her love for other guys, it's a little weird.
Confidence.
Was he just like, hey, I'm here now. This was her past.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, let me ask both of you. All right. We'll start with Gianna and then start with Chris, because I think I know Chris's answer. How would you feel if your guy talked about an ex like that?
I mean, she's so passionate.
How would you feel, Chris?
It's a little weird.
Right?
I would think if Travis would be like,
But see, the thing is, if my boyfriend was writing songs about an ex-girlfriend and it was making me billions of dollars, I'd say, honey, go for it.
Go to the bank.
Do your thing.
Yeah. So do you want to dissect any more of these, you guys? So L-O-M-L is obviously the abbreviation for love of my life. Love of my life.
Wow, that's a jarring change between the two, right?
That's got to be about Healy, right? Because she, I'm not Healy, about Joe Alwyn.
I really
do think that she thought they were going to get married. I mean, 6 years together.
I know. And that must have been, that's why we got 31 songs, I think. It's because she thought this was end game. And now here we are. Maybe I think Travis is her end game. That might be a hot take, but.
Well, she thinks it, at least currently. I mean, but here's the thing, too.
She was supposed to get engaged at midnight. Remember, we had heard those rumors,
yeah,
too.
Well, she could have, to be fair. Just, you know, things could be kept under lock and key, like a double. Listen, if she could keep an entire double album under lock and key, she could probably keep that a few hours under lock and key.
True. You know, going back to O-L, L-O-M-L. You know, it's supposed to stand for love of my life, but now some Swifties are also saying that it could be changed to loss of my life.
Oh, you know what? I got to hand it to the Swifties, you guys, because I can't think about anything this hard. Like, they dig into the stuff.
Oh, wait. No, I'm just reading, actually. Oh, my God. A Swiftie is just sending us a message that they think it's about Maddie Healy, this LOML, because she's singing about... like being love bombed by an old flame who swears he's cleaned up his act. Oh my God, that's totally Maddie Healy. Ooh. Right?
Or is it?
I wonder.
Oh my God.
I wonder.
I'm like going crazy I know. Here. Like, I think it's one thing, and then the Swifties tell me they think it's another.
There's so much. What happened to the age of just listening? You know, this is one of the reasons I'll say this why I like Dua Lipa. I don't have to think this much.
For real. For real.
It's a Totally Taylor takeover on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Go commercial free at 10 o'clock for you. We'll get you through, get you going to your weekend. It's Chris, Joe, Gianna. Oh, my God. So Joe's been up all night. He was at the listening party last night at Al's Airport in Bar and Grill with all the Swifties.
Well, then I got back to the office. You know, I mean, I slept here. We finished around 1:30 or so listening to the album. Unplugged the speaker, got over home here, and I was like, oh my God, there's 16 more tracks to listen to.
2 a.m. She drops a shocker. Just when we thought she couldn't surprise us anymore, she's like, hi, 2 a.m. shocker. Tortured Poets Department is actually a secret double album. She says she's been writing for 2 years.
I'm nervous.
31 tracks.
I'm nervous that there's going to be a 9 a.m. surprise and an 11 a.m. surprise.
Oh
and
gosh.
A noon surprise. What's to stop this girl?
What's next?
Stop you. I need to sleep.
We can't memorize all these songs.
We've been trying to figure out like the meanings, who the songs are about and everything. So we're doing a bunch of digging for you.
Yeah. So we just listened to Fortnite and the title track of the album. It's the Tortured Poets Department. So for Fortnite, that's the one that has Post Malone in it. Fans are thinking that it's like kind of describing like a frustration with married life. So people are thinking that that has to be about Joe Alwyn. They dated for 6 years.
I think she was waiting for a ring from him.
I 100% think that she thought that they were going to, you know, be endgame. But, you know, things happen.
Gianna refers to the old songs, too. Nice touch, Gianna.
Thank you.
They taught you well in radio school.
Thank you. So also, there's that, you know, fan theory about Fortnite. People are also thinking that it could be about her looking back at her fling with Maddie Healy. And this is really blowing my mind that there is so many, there's so many things about Maddie Healy on this album.
He did a number on her because she is all in her feels about him.
Yeah, it's actually, it's insane.
It's kind of crazy. We thought this was going to be majority Joe Alwyn. It's not.
It's more Maddie than Joe Alwyn.
Although she's been saying she's been writing this for 2 years, which Maddie wasn't nearly in the picture 2 years ago. Although they've got a history, which could keep coming up.
Exactly.
You know?
And don't forget, I mean, Maddie was very actively in the picture around this time last year. So that represents, you know, a decent portion of that time or whatever.
So there was this thing on Instagram that I saw. You may have seen it too, where they rank all of Taylor's boyfriends in like a pyramid shape. And isn't that the... Isn't that from Dance
Moms? That's a picture from Dance Moms. It's Abby Lee Miller and stuff.
Abby Lee Miller. Right. So all the names are on the mirror, on the dance mirror. You know what I mean?
Oh, the pyramid.
Yes.
It's the pyramid.
The pyramid. So Travis is at the top. And then Taylor Lautner, Tom Hiddleston and Harry Styles are in the middle.
That sounds about right.
Gianna's like, thank God my Harry's in the middle.
Of course.
And then the bottom tier, Calvin Harris, Joe Alwyn, Jake Gyllenhaal. He thought he was getting clear with this.
No.
Nope.
No, he's not.
And Matty Healy are on the bottom. So, mind blown. Taylor liked it.
I love it.
That's what I see. I got to give it to this girl because, I mean, you can love her or hate her. But
she liked it.
She finds these armies online. Like Taylor Nation's a part of her life. Actually, my sister-in-law just texted me and she said, Jake Gyllenhaal's breathing a sigh of relief this morning. Because that's one thing. We're not listening to his references to him. I have not seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, you do have read a little bit more online than I have. I've not seen anything that says it might be referencing that relationship,
right?
We know of.
No. You know what, though? Maybe we shouldn't let him catch a break. Maybe we'll just play the 10-minute version of All Too Well and like really let it sink
that's
in.
That's a good go-to-the-bathroom song in our job.
Totally Taylor takeover here on 94.5 PST. Stick around. So much more Taylor to come. New tracks, our favorite throwbacks, some of Taylor's friends. It's 94.5 PST.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, coming up at 8:48, we're going to do the scoop. Gosh, we've got so much to tell you. So what are Travis's favorite tracks? And how did she come up with the title of this album? Oh, my God. Wait till you hear this. It's on the way.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Nothing but Taylor Swift this morning. And a few of her friends, too. It's a totally Taylor takeover on 94.5 PST. Your number one hit music station. Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department dropped at midnight. And then 2 a.m., if you're just waking up, we had another Taylor shocker. It's a double album, a secret double album. 31 tracks. She said she'd been writing for 2 years.
It's actually insane. I don't know how this girl has the time, has the energy, has the bandwidth. I don't understand.
We got another new track for you coming up in just a few minutes here.
So this is pretty cool. American University is offering a Taylor Swift economics course, and it's called Swiftonomics.
I bet there's a wait list to get into that course. Seriously, this would be awesome.
It's crazy. So if you sign up for the course, you study Taylor Swift's economic impact, including her Eras Tour earnings and how it was like really good for the economy and stuff. It's crazy.
She is a hugely successful businesswoman.
Yeah. So like some insight on the course. It's like pretty much already planned out. It says students will take a look at her business footprint, earnings from her Eras Tour, her influence on Ticketmaster and more. Which is crazy.
That's one way to finally learn math for me.
Seriously.
Right? Yeah. I could maybe understand that.
You got to make these courses relatable. I would totally take this course.
I mean, but those are numbers of dollars that I will never understand in my lifetime either.
Well, and think about it. Even the towns where she's stopping, all the businesses in the area are all reaping the benefits too.
Yeah.
So as a gauge,
the restaurants and everything else.
As a gauge, when the final numbers come in from what WrestleMania did for Philadelphia's economy, Taylor did more than that last year. Now, it was 3 nights versus 2. I get that. But Taylor in 3 nights did more for the Philadelphia economy than WrestleMania did.
It's insane.
They need to bring those courses to like more universities.
Yeah, they actually do. Because you know what? That would actually keep
people interested, right?
I remember I took a course that was all about like pop music or something, and it was the best course I ever took in college because it was actually interesting.
So fun.
So American University, maybe you want to commit there or something. I don't know.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
You know, I can't help but think of Harry Styles with that one, but Daddy, I love him because, you know, he was wearing that photograph wearing that Little Mermaid t-shirt with that quote.
And that is one
Daddy,
of his...
I love him.
That is one of his signature shirts when people, you know... I almost got that shirt, but I don't think that's about him.
No, I don't think it's about him either. I really do have a feeling it's about all the Swifties saying, oh my God, not Matty Healy.
I think it's just all a big coinkydink.
Yeah, so...
But, well, I mean, right? Any human being, any casual fan of Taylor Swift was like, get away from that guy. I know Gianna, ironically, is a fan of both Harry and Matty Healy.
He was the bad boy, though.
He was a bad boy.
He was the bad boy.
No, he is.
So if you're just waking up, oh my God. She dropped a surprise in the middle of the night and told us that the Tortured Poets Department is actually a secret double album. Oh my God. 31 tracks. We are playing as many as we can for you all morning long. It's a totally Taylor takeover on PST.
last night after I listened to the first half of the album at Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing, and I fell asleep at work, I thought to myself, I don't do enough in a day. You know, when somebody like this can do all of this in their lifetime, it's 31 tracks on the road and doing everything else she does.
She says it's just like journaling for her, like writing in her diary. She writes lyrics just like, you know.
I went home from work yesterday and slept for 2 hours. I was so exhausted.
She sleeps.
Chris, where do you know?
So listen, so did you see the Dance Moms meme about all her boyfriends? We've got it posted for you on the 945 PST Instagram story. It's Abby Lee Miller. She's standing in front of the mirror and she's got the pyramid on the mirror ranking all of Taylor's boyfriends. What's amazing about this? So Travis is up at the top. And then the second tier is Taylor Lautner, Tom Hiddleston. And then the bottom is Calvin Harris, Joe Alwyn, Jake Gyllenhaal, which I was kind of surprised, and Maddie Healy. And the best thing about this is Taylor liked it.
So good.
Taylor?
I think she approves of the pyramid.
Has a way of interacting with the fan armies online.
All of a sudden, it'll just be a subtle like.
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? So how'd she come up with the title of the album? You know, the Tortured Poets Department, apparently. That is the name of Joe Alwyn's group chat with his friends. Wow, that's pretty, like, in your face.
Yeah.
Don't you think? So Taylor name checks Charlie Puth on the album. It's the title track. And the lyric is, you smoked, then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. Interesting. That's a nice little compliment to Charlie.
Yeah.
I bet you he's waking up going, what? I'm on this? Kind of crazy. So Travis, what is he like on the album? Apparently he's got 2 favorites on the album, Down Bad and LOML, which is funny because we're seeing 2. So LOML stands for Love of My Life, but some Swifties are saying it stands for Loss of My Life on this album.
It's a tough one to read.
Yeah. Right. I had to do it really slow. So you're getting the video for Fortnite tonight.
And we know that, but we might get more videos today.
Post Malone. I mean, who knows?
We're pushing 9 o'clock. We may get a third album.
It's crazy.
Let's wait. Third album coming.
Oh, and by the way, apparently Travis, you know, when Travis came to Philly for Jason Kelce's retirement announcement, he was wearing gray, beige, black, white, like a collared shirt. And I'm hearing now that that was the TTPD color palette.
Nobody is. No.
Could have been. Taylor's very calculated. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's a Totally Taylor takeover here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris. It's Joe. Joe's been up all night long listening to the surprise double album. Oh, my God. If you're just waking up, she shocked us, Taylor did, at 2 o'clock in the morning by saying, surprise, it's a double album, the Tortured Poets Department. 31 tracks. Unbelievable. So, it's Gianna. John is here, too. I didn't get as far as Gianna.
I am here.
We're all here. All right. So, you know, there was buzz that Travis was going to propose to her at midnight last night. Anybody heard anything? I haven't heard anything yet.
I think it's a little far-fetched.
Yeah, I think so, too.
A little much. Well,
but is it a little much to think that they're going to end up together?
No. I don't think so.
I'm not sure they're going to. And
what?
Believe me, I am not a hater. I think they are absolutely adorable. But I don't think they're going. I don't think this is endgame.
Oh, I definitely think this is it. I really do.
I think they're very, very different.
But
I think they're in totally different worlds.
But that works.
I think it's fun. I think it's fun for right now. And they're totally wrapped up in it. Just not sure it's got longevity power. I don't think it has staying power.
Based on what, Chris? I guess that's the first question I have for you. Based on what? Now I'm going to just ask questions.
He's even said some things that I thought that I kind of cringed a little bit. How he's loving the attention from the Swifties. And I'm like, don't say that.
But I think that
like,
just
I
means
he's loving this attention. He really didn't have this much attention before.
I think it's also coincidental, too. I think the Kelces blew up at the same time that he started dating Taylor. And I think when he says he loves the attention, I just think he means like he's loving the support. You know,
I'm not a hater. I swear I'm not.
No,
I think
I know,
they're
but
absolutely adorable. I just don't see this lasting forever.
See, I do. I
mean,
really do.
Listen, he is about to, I mean, no matter what, he's about to retire. I mean, he's in his middle 30s and you don't play football, you know, much past that. He's now launching an entertainment career. He's about to host Are You Smarter Than a Whatever middle schooler.
That's what a lot of people are saying. This is very convenient and you know, he's getting all the connections. And
But having said that, isn't that somebody, maybe that's somebody that makes sense for Taylor, right? All that time with Joe Alwyn, he was behind the scenes. I mean, he did a couple of acting projects and stuff, but he was mostly behind the scenes. Maybe that was important to her to have somebody in the spotlight. Like, I imagine, you know, role reversal, right? Chris, you're somebody who's in the spotlight. You're somebody who's out there all the time. Would you ever think, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I could just be the backseat and be the...
Oh, gosh, right? Yes.
Nothing against your husband, John, who's fantastic.
John, yeah,
just to reverse occasionally? Like, it's got to be somewhat fun and engaging for her. Plus, you get to see a supportive partner who understands, you know, the ridicule in that
way.
I
love them.
True.
And I hope they go the distance. I'm just not sure.
I feel like I'm pretty positive. I'd like to ordain their wedding.
Let's chat about this. What do you think? Are they getting married or not? Let's do it in the 94.5 PST app chat.
Whoa, Taylor. All morning. It's a totally Taylor takeover on 94.5 PST. Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.